This is a summary of Israeli war crimes being committed in Palestine ending the week of 9 March 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks in occupied Palestine. Here's a summary. 12 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, were injured by Israeli occupation forces. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank has continued, and more areas of Palestinian land were confiscated for this purpose. Jerusalem has been isolated from the rest of the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, and houses were raided and at least 20 Palestinian civilians were arrested. A Palestinian civilian was used as a human shield by Israeli occupation forces during a house raid in the Al-Mughraba village in central Gaza. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege on occupied Palestine by closing a number of roads. Since the beginning of the current intifada, the IOF have positioned at checkpoints and arrested a number of Palestinian civilians and imposed curfews on the old town of Hebron. Introduction. Israeli occupation forces have launched more attacks against Palestinian civilians in occupied Palestine. This week, human rights violations perpetuated by the IOF included shooting at Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, house raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct an annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank. They have confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose and have continued to expand existing settlements at the expense of Palestinian land. Contrary to official Israeli claims, the Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on all movement of Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces also conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas of the West Bank, during which they raided and searched houses and arrested 24 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. In addition, 6 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. In the first incursion since the Sharm el-Sheikh summit on 4 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces moved into a central village of Gaza. They raided a house, forced the residents out, and used one of them as a human shield while searching it. On the same day, 4 Palestinian children, including 2 brothers, were injured in Rafah when a shell that had been previously fired by the Israeli occupation forces exploded. On 8 March 2005, 2 Palestinian civilians were wounded in Rafah when Israeli occupation forces positioned in military posts at the Egyptian border south of the town opened fire at residential areas. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank. They have confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They resumed land leveling in Beit Surik village northwest of Jerusalem and Balain village west of Ramallah. This week, Israeli occupation forces issued military orders confiscating large areas of Palestinian land for the purposes of the construction of this apartheid wall. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians living in communities located near the wall. Additionally, Israeli soldiers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. Israeli occupation forces have continued to confiscate areas of Palestinian land for settlement activities. Additionally, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the travel of Palestinian civilians to Rafah International Crossing Point. They've also continued to close a number of roads and crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tight siege on Palestinian communities near Israeli settlements, causing more suffering to Palestinian civilians. Additionally, Israeli occupation forces seized 2 Palestinian homes in the north of Khan Yunis since the beginning of the current intifada. In the West Bank, contrary to official Israeli claims, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a strict siege on Palestinian communities. They also have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, they erected a number of temporary military checkpoints. They stopped and checked a Palestinian civilian and arrested 14 of them recently. Israeli occupation forces also imposed curfews on a number of Palestinian communities, especially the Old Town and the southern parts of Hebron, which have been under curfew since the morning of 6 March 2005. For a full report of these war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.